name chips. But we know we should put limits when treating ourselves to a good thing. The trick is to learn as much as we can about the snacks we're eating so we can choose a treat that's right for us. Seeing how plantain chips are made can help us make an informed choice. This looks like a banana, but it's actually a plantain, a staple food in many parts of the world. In tropical countries like Costa Rica, it's made into a popular snack called plantain chips. The cycle from fruit to snack begins here. A worker cleans off the root of an offspring from a mature plantain tree. He prepares the root for planting as if it were a seed. In time, it will grow into a mature plantain tree. After about 9 months, the plantain is ready to harvest. When a worker picks the fruit, they wrap it in plastic to protect it against insects and disease. Each mature tree yields only one bushel of fruit its entire life. Once he harvests the mature tree, it's the tree's offspring that yield more fruit and continue the life cycle. The worker then rinses the plantain in treated water that helps wash off sap and kill any possible fungus. Local workers then load the cases of plantains onto their boat for a full day's trip to the processing plant. Their hard work is valued by the company, which is proud to support the local economy. At the plant, a worker puts the plantain into boiling water for about a minute. Boiling the fruit changes its color, but more importantly, it greatly reduces the amount of sap the fruit releases, which makes handling and peeling the otherwise sticky skin possible. The various lengths and widths of plantain prohibit peeling it by machine. Workers at this Costa Rican plant cut about 23,000 kilograms of plantain every day, all by hand. Each one is then cut into slices of a specific thickness for chips. To do this, workers push the fruit one at a time into a cutting machine. The slices of plantain fall through the machine into a deep fry oven below. A rotating grill and conveyor system help ensure uniform cooking of the slices in natural palm oil as they travel on an uninterrupted 30-foot journey. After cooling, a worker removes any under- or overcooked chips. The chips then travel into a tumbler that adds salt or other seasonings or flavors, depending on the product. The chips then exit the tumbler and are ready for packaging. The packaging machine gently funnels the chips into separate chutes as it calculates the exact amount it needs to fill each bag. Once filled, the packaging machine then cuts and seals the individual bags, then sends them for distribution across the world. Plantain chips also come in strips. They're trans-fat free and come in a variety of formats that make a handy treat.